I'm Kevin Purcell.
I'm Rick Mansfield.
And this is Theotech.
Kevin here again, and this is our introductory episode. Purpose is we just want to introduce ourselves, and so Rick and I just kind of chatted a little bit and giving our backgrounds, a little bit of bio about each one of us, and then we're going to talk about how we came together as friends. And so sit back and give it a listen.
I've been serving as the pastor of High Peak Baptist Church for the last 14 years. Before that, I've pastored three other churches. During that time, I've also done quite a bit of technology blogging, primarily in the areas of mobile technology and Bible study and church technology. I've written for churchtechtoday.com, for Christian Computing Magazine, also for GottaBeMobile and Notebooks.com in the secular world. And I just love tech. I find it fun and enjoyable. And so if you plug it in and have to charge it up or use it on the internet, it's probably likely that I think it's pretty cool.
I've been using computers since 1982, beginning with a TRS-80. And I've always had a love for technology. I've always had a love for the church. The church has always been central to my life. I have a couple of seminary degrees, and I've also taught at the college level for over a decade, a number of years teaching New Testament, Old Testament, philosophy. I even taught a semester or two of Greek, and I've been on church staffs. And for the last 7 years, I've worked full-time for Accordance Bible Software. I am their technology evangelist. I always say that means I like to give you good news about tools that will help you share the good news. But what I do is I help promote the software. Some of that's with social media, some of that's with training sessions, webinars, creation of video, a little bit of marketing, and just anything where I'm needed.
So Rick and I, we have known each other for quite a number of years now. Do you remember where it started, how we got connected? Because my memory is through a mutual friend, but I think you've said that you're not sure about that. So,
well, I'm not 100% sure, but here's what I am sure about. I knew your name, your reputation preceded you. I knew your name from Christian Computing Magazine because I would read those at the seminary library every month when they came out. And so that's where I probably first saw your name. And then you'd have reviews online as well. And I think for the longest time, if you took any notice of me at all, it was because I was that guy that kept pestering you. I'd email you and tell you that you needed to give more attention to the Mac because you were pretty much Windows only back then.
Yes, back then I was Windows only. And with Christian Computing Magazine, that was actually a decision by Steve,
right,
who is the editor. In fact,
he had conversations with him too.
Yeah. He wrote a book about using technology in the church and asked me to help out with some of it and made very certain that I was Windows centric in my responses, because by that time I was actually using a Mac. So yeah, my memory of the beginning of our interaction was when, our mutual friend kind of got us together. We have an online friends chat room group that we also call Theotech. And, that's really my memory of it. But, you know, the funny thing is, as Rick and I have discussed this, we learned that we were probably at Southern Seminary as students together, weren't we?
Right.
Way back, because I went there from January of 96 and transferred in January of 93 and transferred in December of 96 to Southeastern. So when were you there?
Wait, you said you got there in 93?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said? Okay. So I've been there a number of times, but I got my MDiv from 91 to 94. So we would have definitely crossed over, you know, we had had some time together as students at the same time. And then I worked in the bookstore from about 94 to 96. So I know I would have seen you in the bookstore. You told me you used to come there on your lunch hour or something and kind of hang out and peruse the shelves. So I know we would have seen each other then. And then, and I don't know, well, you weren't writing for Christian Computing yet at that point, right?
Not yet.
Not yet. So I wouldn't have known your name from that. And then of course, in 96, I started a second degree program, but we would have definitely been there at the same time. And, you know, our worlds just didn't collide evidently like they should have.
Well, I'm glad they finally did. And Rick and I, Rick, you have been a good friend to me. And, you know, we've had
feelings mutual.
Yeah, we've had some good interactions, sometimes disagreements, but always amicably, at least most of the time, if not all the time. But
I don't remember any disagreements.
Yeah, I don't remember. None at all, huh? Selective memory. But we're going to have fun with this. This is just kind of our introduction to what we're going to do on the Theotech podcast. And some of you are probably listening to this because you used to listen to the Theotech podcast when it was a video podcast on YouTube. We would stream it live on YouTube. And then we did it for a short time on Facebook. And it's going to be some of the same kinds of things, maybe a little shorter. It'll be audio only, at least to start with. And, you know, Rick's a Bible tech guru, and so we'll talk a lot about Bible technology, but that's not all we love. What other kinds of technology do you really enjoy, Rick?
Well, you know, lately, in the last couple of years, I got this Jeep Wrangler, and I've never been a car person before, never in my life, but I've actually enjoyed taking this Wrangler. They're built like Legos. You can just add stuff to them. And so I've done things I never thought that I'd be doing, like putting on new bumpers and wiring up a winch. And so it's like some car tech, some automotive tech that I've been involved with for the first time ever. And some of it's just, some of it is very basic, you know, if you're just tightening bolts, but some of it's doing a little bit of wiring too. And so I've had a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun with that. I also like home automation. Got lots of smart speakers and voice activated lights and things like that in the house where I live. And we're in a building project, so I'm already thinking about what we're going to be doing in the new house to take advantage of some of that. So yeah. What about you?
Well, I like Bible tech, and I also just enjoy drones. I've got a,
oh yeah, me too.
Yeah. I got the DJI Spark years ago. And right. Just kind of quit using it after about a year. My son sort of stole it from me. Not really. I loaned it to him, and then he never really returned it. But he uses that in his videography business. He's owns a business called Look Up Media and does things like wedding videos and things like that. So just recently, I got the DJI Mini 2. And I love that thing. It's such a nice little drone. And I convinced Rick, I think, to get one, and then he decided he didn't like it as much as I do. And so what did you replace your Mini?
Well, it's not that I didn't like it. I thought it was a great little drone, you know, and of course, yeah, I have this sordid history with drones. If you go back to 2016 with my first one, that just, I think it's still up in the sky somewhere. You know, it was an inexpensive drone, about $100. And it just, I was hitting the return to home button. There's a really funny video on YouTube that's gotten like 200,000 hits or something that shows that whole incident. So I waited 4 or 5 years before I got another one. I got that Mini 2, but within 2 or 3 weeks of it, it went right into a tree. And so what I discovered was that there's no obstacle avoidance on the Mini 2, but there is if you go up a step to the DJI Mavic Air 2. So that's the one. I sold my Mini 2. I now have the Air 2. And I actually have hit a tree with that. I've hit a tree and I've hit some wires, but it's big enough that it kind of stabilizes itself and jumps away from that. So I actually haven't had it crash yet, like the Mini 2 did.
Rick and drones, a dangerous.
Dangerous. Yeah, I'm dangerous.
Well, that's cool. You know, I also like cameras and video tech, yeah, and things like that. And so that's something I'm interested in. So we'll talk about all of this. We try to make it kind of a, we call it Theotech. It's the technology part, but Theo meaning God. And I think of Theotech as we are trying to help people use technology to build the kingdom of God. That's sort of my tagline. We have theotech.com is a website that I do the writing on that. A lot of it is reviews or how-tos and Bible software. Sometimes it will be other things. Sometimes I just review books and that sort of thing. But I'm in the middle of a sermon preparation series using Logos Bible software. And then when I'm done with that, I'll do one on Accordance. And so that's the kind of things that we're going to talk about. And hopefully we'll have fun doing it. And we just really enjoy interacting and we enjoy talking about this stuff. We'll bring in some of our friends from that Theotech chat group on occasion. They're good folks who also love tech, and maybe some other guests from other places. But I hope that you'll subscribe to this And I hope maybe you'll, if you like it, after you've heard a few episodes or even just this one, you'll give us a review over on iTunes, because we'll be available there, as well as anywhere that you get podcasts. My favorite place is Pocket Casts, but you can get them in a lot of places, and you'll probably be able to find the Theotech podcast with Kevin Purcell and Rick Mansfield. So we're going to sign off for now. This is just to be a short introductory one. We hope you'll come back hopefully in the next week or so for our first episode. So thanks, and God bless you all.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Bye.
And that's the end.